laughter of the people on the stage with him. It sounded like nervous laughter to me anyway. But you kind of got the point he was trying to make there, that normally when they open those envelopes, it's all secret in case anybody sees the name. And he was waving his around because it was in Braille and nobody could see it. And it was a strong way and a good way to make a point about people's abilities and people's disabilities. But do you think there are any risks in laughing about disability? 0345 6060 973 is the number to call. You can text 84850 or tweet at LBC. Chris McCausland joins me, British stand-up comedian who is himself blind. Good afternoon to you, Chris.
Hello, Sheila.
What did you make of what Stevie Wonder did?
I thought it was good. I mean, it's you got to make light of these things, haven't you, really? Otherwise you go mad.
Do you see what I mean when I ask the question about, I'm not suggesting for a second we should all go around po-faced about disability or worse still, in the company of people who have a disability. But there is a danger, isn't there, in making too light of it when somebody's experience of living with a disability can be anything but light?
Yeah, I mean, there's always a difference between making a joke yourself about your own situation and somebody else making a joke about something that they haven't got experience of. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Everybody's got different levels of sensitivity. I'd say that personally I'm fairly thick-skinned, but I know that that doesn't apply to everybody out there, which is why quite often some of Frankie Boyle's comments are taken a little bit, you know, in different ways by a lot of people. But in terms of Stevie Wonder making light of his own disability, it's good, I think. And as you say, he's used it to raise awareness of accessibility. Making things accessible to everybody.
And I thought what was clever about it, and this is something I learned very strongly when I covered the Paralympics in 2012, was what he was also saying, I think, to the audience was, look who's got the power now. I've got the words in front of me. I know who's won. I'm showing you who's won, and you don't know because you can't do what I can do. He was talking about being differently abled as much as anything else, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like in our house, if you know, if the light bulb goes in the living room, we haven't got a spare, I'm better off than my wife, really. I know my way around.
You know your way around. Does she suddenly grab hold of you rather than the other way around?
Yeah, she starts walking into things then.
How often do you find yourself cracking a joke about being blind?
I mean, I find that it's, in terms of my stand-up, it is part of what I do because it's part of what makes me, really. Mm-hmm. And it would be ridiculous to ignore that. But I make it a small part of what I do rather than... Because I find that audiences are they're genuinely interested in people's stories and lives, but they will get bored very, very quickly. And also, if every joke is a blind joke, then it just becomes predictable.
And actually, it excludes quite a lot of the audience eventually, doesn't it? Or quite quickly, it would exclude a lot of the audience.
Yeah. And what I think, I mean, because I would think the same as well. If I was sat in an audience and a blind guy came on stage, my thought would be, oh, this is just going to be 20 minutes of blind jokes. And so I like challenging that preconception and making people forget about it, if you know what I mean. But in terms of making jokes that are happening at the time, based like not scripted jokes, but making jokes about the situation that you're currently in, if something happens, it makes light of it, what can be an awkward situation if you can't do something, or, you know, frustration gets the better of you or whatever.
Yeah, I've got a friend who's blind, actually, and he's told me over the years the various ways he deals with other people's awkwardness. So not his awkwardness, other people's awkwardness. For example, he finds that because he's blind, if he stands still, I mean, this happens to him frequently. If he stands still in the street, people give him money.
Oh yeah, that's happened to me. I was in Kingston upon Thames in the town centre. That's where I live, just southwest London. And I was there with the guide dog. I was there with my wife, me daughter, and a guy came over and gave me £1, told me to put it in my jar.
Oh. Did you keep it?
No, I gave it back to him, and then later on, my daughter wanted the balloon, and I didn't have £1, so I should have kept it.
Well, it's funny because when I asked my friend, "Did you keep it?" he said, "Yeah, I'm not stupid, I'm blind." Yeah, he kept the money. Yeah, and also finds if he falls over, which he does a lot, he finds people when they try to help, they don't do it in. It's great that they try to help him up, but they don't always do it in just a plain old pragmatic, "Oh gosh, can I help you?" They also shout as though he's deaf as well. And, you know, oh, yeah, can I help you? And he says to them, yeah, I'm blind, not deaf, you know, and he gives it to them all four barrels in a way. But it's that discomfort that has to be broken through, isn't it? And I must admit, I found my 12 days of broadcasting at the Paralympics really instructive to me. I didn't realise that I had such a sense of discomfort in me about certain disabilities, and it was pretty soon knocked out of me by just being with people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and people, I find personally that, like, the general public, or if you're using a service somewhere, or like a, you know, if you're in a shop or anything, people do want to help, but they are awkward about how to help. They don't know. They don't know what to do. They don't. Sometimes they try and kind of grab hold of you and push you around, and rather than letting you grab hold of them. And so it sometimes you just need to take the lead in a way, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. Have you ever been in a situation where somebody has made a joke about your disability, and perhaps thinking that they could do it to take the sting out of a situation, and actually just made it worse?
Not personally, no, because as I said, I'm fairly, you know, thick-skinned. I like it when people, I think it shows a level of comfort with me, if you know what I mean. So I prefer it when people do make light of situations, really. And people do make jokes, but that's good with me. I think sometimes people can be a little bit too sensitive.
What about parties, Chris? If you're at parties and you're introduced to someone, a big part of first meeting someone is being seen by them. Is that ever difficult, either for you or them?
Oh, large groups of people for me are just a very. I mean, nightclubs especially. I've never been a nightclub person. I've always been a sociable chat in a pub kind of person, rather you know, loud music and so on. But big groups of people, it's. Eddie Izzard had an old bit of material about learning people's names when you first meet them, and then flying in one ear and out the other, and then there being a big pile of names in the corner of the room that have been through his head and ended up on the floor.
We've all been there, Chris, blind or not, yeah.
It's like that, but even on the fifth time I'm meeting a group of people.
Unless
someone's got a very distinctive voice. But it's one of them things. You just have to be upfront with people and say, listen, I can't... Tell me your name whenever you come over, and say, oh, it's Susan, it's Paul, it's, you know.
Did you ever use it as a chat-up line? You know, can I feel your face?
Not your face.
I gave you that one, Chris. I handed you that one on a plate, didn't I?
No. I mean, I think that's quite one of the kind of stereotypes of the blind guy feeling the face and stuff. I mean, I can't do Braille, so I've never been good at those kind of, because I've always been blind. I lost my sight gradually as I was growing up. So, you know, maybe Stevie Wonder can get a good idea of what someone looks like by having a feel, but I can tell if you've got a beard or not.
You can always feel their backside and say, oh, sorry, I thought you were shorter.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Chris. Great to talk to you. Chris McCausland, British stand-up comedian. Thank you. Thanks very much indeed.
Cheers,
and you too. Is it okay to laugh about disability? It's a tricky line to tread, I would say. Obviously, the disabled person themselves having a laugh is one thing, but it's a tricky thing if you do it with them. Or to them, isn't it? And there is the danger of mockery as well. Let me know what you think. Is it important that we make light of someone's disability? Or is there a real risk of offending them? 0345 6060 973 is the number to call. You can text 84850 or tweet at LBC. Coming up, your calls, and we'll find out more about Sir Bernard Hogan Howe's meeting with the widow of Leon Britton. George W. Bush, he is junior, isn't he, is back in the States as well. We'll find out why. That's all before 4 o'clock here on LBC. You're listening to Sheila Fogarty. It's 3:15.